access has ended, or does this possibility still exist?
ترجمه سوال به زبان فارسی خبرنگار العالم جناب آقای حسین مرتضی. سوال در دو بخش. بخش اول این که جفری فلتمن وقتی که به ایران اومد چه پیامی برای جمهوری اسلامی ایران به همراه داشت، و اینکه جواب ایران در خصوص این سفر چه بود یا در خصوص پیام احتمالی. دوم این که آیا جمهوری اسلامی ایران فکر می‌کند که اظهارات روز گذشته اوباما نشانه پایان احتمال تهدید حمله نظامی علیه محور مقاومت هستش یا خیر؟
مطلع هستید که امروز فلتمن جدای از تابعیت آمریکاییش معاون دبیرکل سازمان ملل و در یه چنین چارچوب به هویت حقوقی به جمهوری اسلامی ایران مسافرت کرد.
You know that Mr. Feltman, it's true that he is an American citizen. However, now he occupies a post as the assistant or deputy director of the Secretary General of the UN. For this reason, he visited the Islamic Republic as part of this post in the UN as a UN official. The Americans know very well the capabilities of the Islamic Republic of Iran in solving regional crises.
بدون حضور جمهوری اسلامی ایران به نتیجه نخواهد رسید.
And they also know that Geneva II will not be held without the presence of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This press conference also will have no success. The Geneva II conference won't have success without the participation of Iran.
سیاسی بین المللی نباشد، یک گام واقعی برای حل بحران تحمیلی به ملت سوریه باشد.
Anyway, what is most important of all from our perspective when it comes to the Geneva II conference, this conference must not be a theater or a conference just for the sake of public relations on the international stage. It must also include solutions for the crisis in Syria.
برتره که اونها علاقه‌مند به اون نیستند.
With respect to the American calculations, they believe now the stance of the Syrian government regarding the participation in Geneva II is a very good stance, and I don't want such a stance from Syria.
سناریوی خطرناک کاربرد سلاح‌های شیمیایی در این بحران تحمیلی زدند.
And so they resorted to a very dangerous scenario, which is the use of chemical weapons during this crisis.
سیاست آمریکا در مورد بحران سوریه تغییر بکند و به این میزان از صهیونیست‌ها تبعیت نکنند.
نحن نأمل أن تتغير سياسة أمريكا.
The policies of the Americans towards Syria, we advise the Americans not to walk behind the Zionist entity.
اظهارات شب گذشته آقای اوباما این هست که آمریکایی‌ها علاقه‌مند نیستند. بعد از دو بحران ناموفق که امروز هم آمریکا و همپیمانان غربی در باطلاق افغانستان گرفتارند، بعد از دو بحران عراق و افغانستان و صرف صدها میلیارد دلار هزینه و هزاران کشته، بحران سومی را بیازمایند. ولی خب فشار لابی صهیونیسم در واقع آمریکا را در شرایطی قرار داده که دیشب ملاحظه کرد.
We believe that we believe that what would be understood or what we can understand from Obama's statements last night is that America does not want to enter into a third crisis, especially as they have been tested during two crises in Afghanistan and Iraq, and they still are drowned, or they are still preoccupied in these crises together with their Western allies in Afghanistan. And we also have the crisis of Iraq. And so I believe that they have suffered and they have spent billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars, and I don't want to enter into another crisis, although there are pressures being exerted against them by the Zionist lobby.
Mr. Buruji, given the fact that this is being broadcast live right now from Iran's news channel in over 140 countries, the Islamic Republic of Iran, since the outset of the crisis in Syria, tried to have this impartialist stance and try to reflect the real aspects of what's happening on the ground in Syria for the world public opinion. And the same line you have made, visits you and your colleagues to surrounding countries. These are special days. What measures have the Islamic Islamic Assembly, Iranian Parliament, to take in, and what negotiations have you had with the Syrian Parliament so that the parliaments elsewhere in Islamic countries could be united to move along the same course, that's peace and tranquility to Syria? Well, you know, the parliament diplomacy is a substantial part of Iran's diplomacy in the world. We, as the Foreign Policy and National Security Commission, and on various occasions when it comes to crises in the region, including that of Syria, this is the one of the several visits, and we have tried our efforts.
وهي تأتي في إطار الجهود التي نبذلها لحل هذه الأزمة.
Well, there are three international capacities or potentialities. One is the international interparliamentary.
ثلاث أطر للبرلمانات في العالم. أول واحد هي اتحاد المجالس الدولية.
Number two is the Islamic Interparliamentary Assembly.
المجالس الإسلامية والبرلمانات الإسلامية.
And three, the Assembly of Asian Cooperation, Parliamentary Cooperation. So representatives of the Islamic Council of Assembly have so far used all the three capacities or potentialities in order to deal with the settlement of the Syrian crisis, and they have offered their own defenses and stances, and this same policy will go on in the future too.
يشارك بشكل فاعل في هذه الأطر البرلمانية ويقوم بتقديم اقتراحات فاعلة ويدافع عنها بالنسبة للأزمة في سوريا ونحن سنستمر في بذل هذا الجهد.
If we could also ask a lot of people sitting in the back row to ask.
إخباري السوري حسين فياض في حال أنه تم عدوان عسكري على سوريا فإن إيران سوف تقوم باستهداف المصالح الأمريكية في الخليج هذا من جانب من جانب آخر كان هنالك تصريحات نارية من قبل مسؤولين عسكريين وعسكريين ضحى تحت خطين أحمر باعتبار أن هذه الحرف فيها تصريحات لمسؤولين عسكريين إيرانيين هددوا بزوال إسرائيل هل هذا يعني استكمال للسؤال الذي سأله زميلي هل هذا يعني أن إيران سوف تدخل على الحرب سوف تكون طرفا في الحرب سوف تكون جزء من الحرب التي فرضت على سوريا وما نوع المشاركة الإيرانية إذا ما تم العدوان على سوريا شكرا
The question from Series Al-Akhbariya reporter. The question is, in case there is a military invasion against Syria,